literally start immediately. I can start immediately. How you like that, dude? We on, baby.
Speaking of hot mics,
got all that venom out.
Yeah, true. Speaking, there was a principal at some school in Delaware County that was leaving a voicemail for a parent, and he didn't realize the thing was still going, and just kind of like he got in trouble because it was a Jewish parent.
Ooh.
And he was after like he thought he'd hung up. I think someone was like, "Who was that?" And he goes, "This guy, he's a fucking asshole. He's like a big hothead." And I think he mentioned he's like some Jewish guy. He's like, he always wears fucking sweatpants all the time. He comes in here, freaks
oh my
out,
God,
wearing sweatpants. And the lady goes, "What does he do for a living?" He goes, "I don't know, controls all the banks or whatever."
Like, and they put
this guy's funny as shit.
The comments are half split between like, "This man is a scumbag, needs to be removed," and people being like, "I'm signing my kids up for this school." Right now.
That is like, that's like the worst nightmare.
I know.
Especially if somebody was like not really bashing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you like overheard a voicemail where they're like, "Dude, he just wears sweatpants all the time. He kind of like smells." Like, he's like nice, but he's like just a gross.
He'd have been totally fine if he didn't do the, I don't know, probably controls the banks or whatever.
I mean, he had to hit that home it's run. It's a home run, dude. There's nothing he could do about it. Somebody lobbed one right across the plate.
He's the principal, bro. He's going to have to become a gym teacher now.
He's, yeah.
They're going to demote him to gym teacher.
Gym teacher will be good, though.
5 years. That's gym also, teacher energy.
That is gym teacher. He should be a gym teacher. Principal's crazy for that type of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got busted. But yeah. You know, whatever. That's what you always got to hang up before you talk shop about the Jews at work.
Like, yeah, if you decide, yeah.
And then the lady, too. It's just like a total Delco lady. Like, what does he do? What? And then just firing away the
questions.
I don't
know. He probably controls the banks or something. Just, all right.
So that was a fun thing to see.
That's great.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. It was a funny
It's a funny without thing. A doubt funny.
I guess he's going to get fired. He has to get fired. There's no way. He's out. I believe he's out on the main line. He might be Chester County boy.
Oh, if he's main line, that's trouble.
Yellow.
Yeah. That's literally the home of
That's
BB.
that's where BB's from.
BB's chilling out there.
True.
He's all that down, dude.
I'm surprised. Yeah, he can't have a Goy principal popping off like that.
Fuck no.
He can't have the Goy popping off. On the voice, dude, I don't like leaving voicemails like at all. The thought of having it run unnecessarily long.
I listen to everybody. When people call me and it stays on, I listen to the whole thing. I go, "I know this motherfucker's talking shit." I know. It's my mom. It's like someone like, no. Just like, no. Yeah, I know they're saying something fucked up about me.
I always spy like that. If someone calls me, doesn't realize, or just I'll sit there for an hour and just wait to get some stuff.
It's usually just in their pocket. Can't really hear anything.
Yeah, you know? True. You don't get much good stuff. I was phone screen. I'll be honest, this isn't good, but I was on the plane yesterday, phone screen spying.
It's so hard not to.
Bro, I was catching like crazy shit on this dude's screen next to me. So it was like, I don't want to say, but it was something.
What was he hitting? Sexual stuff?
Some
or?
Love stuff, yeah. Some
nice.
SEX stuff.
That happens up there.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
You get up in the sky.
Yeah, man was horned up, but yeah, it was pretty tight. So I was like, kind of just like, I like caught one thing and went, "What the fuck?" And then I kept looking over and I was watching him go back and forth between like some lady and then there's a guy asking about some lady. It was like,
this guy's having fun.
Dude was being a beast.
Yeah.
He was an older gentleman too. I was surprised.
It's a big font. Were you able to see it?
I could see it. I could read everything. And I would stare straight ahead and just literally just go.
Oh, he's next to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in front.
No, I was going next to me. Yeah, I know. I thought at one point, I was ready for him to one point to be like, "Could you fucking not, please?" Because I just kept being like. But now
you're not very sly either. You're not slick, dude. You were definitely like.
Dude, I literally. I was hit him with a Haunted Mansion painting. Just going. I couldn't stop. Once I caught one juicy detail, I went.
You're going to need the deets.
Dude, it was pretty sweet, man. I was loving that. I had a nice flight on the way home, but I got a million good boy points because we got on the plane and I put an old lady's bag up for her. So I'm like, all right, cool. So that's good boy points for the day. And then I sat across from her and then a mom and daughter got on and the mom sat next to me and the daughter sat over and they were kind of like talking. I was like, "Do you guys want to swap seats?"
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking there's so much because I get fucking hammered on these flights.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get the good boy points. I've smashed people with bags. Just, you got the blue ones yours? Blue ones yours, I got you. Hit some lady in the shoulder that's sitting down. Like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." They all watched me get 10 fucking vodkas the entire flight. Sorry.
All right. No, you got to get the GBPs on the fucking...
I try to get the GBPs, but sometimes there's too many vodka sodas.
No, but an accidental smash with the bag is totally something.
I've done it, I'm not kidding, at least 4 times. Just full, just let go, dead weight a bag onto somebody.
Nate got negative 500 GBPs flying out. It wasn't his fault. I had kind of set him up, but the whole, well, the long story short is the lady, I just kind of switched seats and I sat next to the old lady whose bag I helped get up. Yeah. Dude, for like 5 minutes, you're such a nice boy. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, man.
It was the best. She's like, it was amazing.
So I'm sorry, one more. I'm thinking of the worst GBP I've ever seen at the airport. My uncle, I've told this story before. It kills me. I love thinking about it. We just land. We're in JFK and this lady tried to pick up her suitcase. A girl tried to pick up her suitcase, but it was stuck. And my uncle thought she just couldn't lift it. So he goes and literally fucking deadlifts this thing and just rips it apart at the seams. And her fucking laundry, her panties go everywhere. And then he just walked back and stood next to me like, oh, shit. And then you watch it come back around to the lady and her bag just got ripped apart. Yeah, anyway, it was great. It was so fun to watch him do it. Oh, shit. Anyway, I'll stop cutting you off.
No, that's hilarious. It's so funny. Yeah,
it's just immediately in my head.
Just coming back and going, oh, fuck, holy man.
Fuck, dude. Just ripped that lady's bag in half. He did, dude. I don't know how he did it. He
also, ripped shout out to him. Shout out to him. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a beast.
What a fucking animal, man.
Dude, I don't know why he did it, though.
I know, because every time if a woman's struggling, it's the best thing in the world. It is, like, but gotcha.
No, what I'm saying, like, you feel a little like, oh, this thing's clearly stuck. He must have thought the bag was 800 pounds.
I think he just, I've done this before.
You got.
He probably went up and was like full steam ahead. Yeah. He might have just been like, what? Because I'll do that every now and again when I'm like grabbing my bag down. I'll like one hand it and pull it down. So sometimes you pull with like too much force.
That's when you hit people.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Or right. The baggage claim when I'm there and I get a bag, I'll try to really like just fucking beast it. That's strong boy
there's
points.
There's a lot of GPs and strong.
You want strong boy
points at the baggage claim is you're going to want to, but. Because it's always, you're so nervous, like, dude, I got to get this thing quick. It's moving a little fast.
Yep.
This thing's heavy as hell.
Yeah.
It's not ever. You go up and fucking lift it over your head like a fucking autist.
True. Well, the problem is, though, me and Brittany fly with the kids. We'll do one combined suitcase, so both of our stuff's in there. Dude, it weighs like fucking 65 pounds. Yeah. So that thing can get kind of beefy. But yeah, usually if it's just yours, it's not that heavy. But Nate got negative 500 good boy points at the airport. It wasn't your fault. We go in there. First of all, we were flying out. Nate was running a little late, and the airport was slammed. So he almost missed the flight. Which that's not your fault. That's not, you know, I think they were racist against Nate. They wouldn't let him in the priority lane. He had priority, but it wasn't on the boarding pass. So he went up. I'm like, just go through priority. It'll be faster. They're like, no. And then he tried to go to clear. Nothing doing. Back to priority. They're like, no. And then I was like, dude, we're gonna board in like 5 minutes. He just beasted under the line, snuck in, cut. It was like a sneak in cut, which is that
got right through.
You had to do that.
Why are you making that face?
That was survival. That was
still, I had no choice.
If I saw that, if I was standing in line and just saw that, 3 weeks of racism. 3 weeks. No,
I saw people
three
hitting
weeks
the peak
straight of racism.
People peeking out the clear line were hitting that like. No, he's fucking not. I could see him behind me, like watching me get through successfully. Like, gosh.
All those,
you had to do it. I understand.
I had no choice.
Yeah, it was survival. All those clear scumbags looking at you. I don't know why. I hate clear.
So do I.
I might
I'm
be
TSA
done with
pre, baby.
I used to be clear. Now I've switched up on them.
Yep, you had to.
Pre-check all
also,
day.
The clear would set you up for failure big time.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You hit clear at JFK, you got to walk past 1,000 Indians that are in line that they don't know what clear is. They get furious.
Oh, they get in and then they get stopped?
They're in the line. And then you're going through clear and somebody's just going like, get out of the way. You got to walk through their line.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. Like they try to stop you. And you're like, dude, fucking get off.
Get out of here, dude. Yeah, dude. So he goes, he gets through. He, you know, he beasts his way through. I was like, all right, good job on that. But then I had already been in there. And dude, the airport was fucking mobbed. So I go in and I'm at like the very, very far end of the airport. I get like 36 where it's just like there's nowhere to be. And I'm like, fuck, man. It was like, we're about to board. And I'm like, I wanted to get on first because we had a connection and I was in group one. So I'm like, let me like get up there. I don't like the butt, but I was like peeping out fucking screens, and I would see three, four. I'm like, all right, I keep kind of popping up. I just wanted to be in position. And I had, like, there's nowhere to go, but I finally weasel next to this guy. He's got, like, a fucking cowboy hat on. He's just standing there with his bag. And my plan was to stand, like, they have, like, a little market there, but that was roped off. So I was like, fuck. So I just stood right next to this guy, and I just heard him start going.
Yeah, of course. I'd be so mad. Well, dude,
hold on.
God damn. You guys are pissing me off.
He was so mad.
I'd be so mad. Dude, if somebody stood right next to me.
There was nowhere to go.
Is this for boarding?
I would have had it. We were about to board.
Who cares? Wait till everyone else boards. You're in first class. No, wait.
Here's the thing. Because then people fill up the overhead slots. We're in a small plane. People fill up the overhead slots. Now I got to put my bag five rows back. But then I have to jump off and get a quick connection. Our connection was tight, I think. Yeah, it was tight, I think, on the way there. And we were delayed. So I was like, bro, I got to get on this thing, get my stuff, and be ready to get off this plane. But I wasn't bugging. I've started bugging about that. I was chilling, but I was like, let me just get in a position. Everything's cool. Stand next to this guy, dude, literally starts, like, I'm not exaggerating. He starts making that noise.
I would do that.
Well, then I stop, and I would
say something. I would be like, oh, hello.
I turned
Excuse
to him.
Excuse me.
Well, I think he was working that up. I didn't touch him. I just got next to him.
How close are we talking?
I was fucking right. Everyone was right next to each other.
Dude. Get the fuck out of here. Like, you're crazy.
He goes like this. And I stop. I'm like, bro, are you okay?
Oh, really?
Not even like
that
being mean.
That would help.
I was like, are you okay, dude? Like, for real? Like, what's going on? He was just like, everybody's fucking bumping into each other. He's like, he's full spaz.
He's totally correct.
But I was like, dude.
He's totally correct.
I was like, there's nowhere to go. I was like, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, of
I was
course
like,
there is. Just fucking stand in the back until they announce your fucking group.
Yeah, but then you got to push out. You got to get up there anyway. So I'm like, I'm not going to stand all the way there and then have to like, because then you try. I've done that before where then they go, okay, now it's this group. I'm like, wait, I didn't even get on. It's just like, then I have to like, I'm like, let me just get in a position. And I'll like, I try not to ever like butt where I'm like in front of you, but I'll try to get to the side by myself. It's a whole like system I have. So this guy's just like, everyone's just bumping into each other. Just doing a full spaz, dude. And then I was like, dude, I'm like, oh man, everything's fine. And he literally goes, I was like, what are you even talking about? Because I didn't touch the guy. And he was like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, all right, fine. And like, dude, but it's like, whenever someone's about to spaz, I'm just like, I have to push him.
What's
over
wrong?
I know. Because I was like laughing, like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And then, so I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, here comes Nate. I go, oh boy.
Oh boy.
I got a red faced guy in a cowboy hat who's already fucking brewing.
He's ready to swap. He's gonna swap that
he's
hat.
He's gonna be mad.
He's gonna break out that BK.
I know. I was like, when Nate comes up, I was like, Nate, I'm over here. I'm watching Nate come through. By the way, no one else had a fucking problem. Nate comes up and I go, this guy is, I might pop the top, dude. This guy might fucking go. Like, Nate comes up and accidentally bumped his luggage. And dude, this guy's luggage was stacked like that high. It fell and hit a lady.
Oh my God.
I just watch him go, oh. And I'm sure it bothered him a little bit that Nate was black because it's like, you're like, how could this get any worse? And a black guy butts in front of you and knocks your luggage over. Into a, the lady was like, oh, dude, I could have been happier.
Fuck you guys. I'm fully with the cowboy. I'm fully with the cowboy.
Dude,
you gotta start hitting the M&M right away. If you're the cowboy, you just go, I'm not afraid. Take us, dude.
I dished out. That was my bad. I dished out a double dose of punishment. And it was like, and he was already fuming. I think the security was crazy. So he was completely fumed out. And he was like concierge key. Where they're like the very, very.
He's a top flyer.
Total top flyer. And he was, you know, surrounded by the hoi polloi of group one and two. So I don't think he was very happy.
I mean, he's still talking about it. He's going to, at Christmas, he's going to be like, you know what? The airlines in this country have just gone to hell.
Dude,
what happened?
His bag fell and hit like an older lady. And she was like, oh, he was like, like couldn't even talk. He was so mad. And then I kind of like followed him at the next airport. I was praying he'd be on our plane.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted, I was just like, damn, this guy's going to freak out.
Where was your connection?
Where did we go to? I doubt. DC. Oh, yeah. We went to DC.
Man, he was headed to DC.
Well, we went to DC and then he was we were going to Syracuse. He was still in our little wing because we all like split off, but he came to our thing. I'm like, dude, is he going to be on our flight? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And I was observing it, but at one point we made it all the way.
Observing him?
Yeah. Dude,
that's also in my head. If that's going on with me, I'm going, is somebody, are they fucking with me? And you were. There was actually a malevolent force around him. What's wrong with you? Bro.
I was laughing because I was like, dude, he was literally going, yeah. I was like, bro, are you okay? Just like laughing. Be like, what's going on?
I don't
want
to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's totally fit. What time was this flight? I know you guys love. I know you guys love 5 a.m.
6:30 in the morning.
This guy couldn't be more correct. You guys are the ones that are wrong.
Dude, we made it all the way to Washington D.C. and I had been like kind of following him, being like, "Dude, I hope he's on our plane." And then we went to the Red Plum Market in the airport, and I got some chicken. And then at one point, because I had been like kind of tailing him, and I was like, "Damn, I lost him." We go to the Red Plum Market. I'm getting my chicken. He comes from the kiosk.
Red Plum Market.
It's just like a little. It's like a little place in a bunch of airports. I've been grubbing at airports so hard lately. Red Plum Market's good. They got some good chicken. But I grabbed my tray and I was like, "Damn, I lost him." I turn around. Who is it but the cowboy right in front of me? And I went. I just saw like,
oh fuck!
I was so happy. Like, oh, there you are. He just was like, and he just kind of, yeah.
Fuck, he wasn't excited to see you?
No, not at all. I don't think so at all. I ruined his day. I didn't mean to, dude. I got plenty of space. I didn't bump this guy. But I saw Nate coming. I did. I'll be honest. I was that evil part of me. It was like,
here it comes.
Moving my night to F7, please.
Dude, 5:30 in the morning.
Bro, it was... Yeah, I could. I had my red light glasses on. Just be like, are you okay?
Were you wearing red light glasses? Dude.
He got hit with the whack pack.
He did.
First thing in the morning. Imagine if you were genuinely mad and some dude was laughing next to you going, dude, are you okay?
I know. And he's wearing fucking red glasses. You're in a cowboy outfit. And Nate was sweaty from sneaking in. I know you're dripping sweat.
Was.
I know he's dripping sweat. Yeah, you're dripping sweat.
He was so sweaty.
Oh. And that's such a gross-ass sweat. You didn't shower in the morning. It's 6 a.m.
That was the first thing Matt said when I walked up after he told me about the guy.
I know how sweaty you get,
sweaty.
Yeah. You're sweaty yourself.